Radio Tonic.
There's a moment when you arrive back in Australia from a trip overseas where you are hit with an overwhelming Australianness. Whether it's the stuffed koalas in duty free, the broad accent over the PA, for me, it's seeing a glimpse of the ocean. There is something distinctive about knowing you are home. But for a country that is both ancient and young at the same time, and one that is made up of people from all over the world, what does it mean to be Australian? Where we come from? Where we're going? Stories this week on Radio Tonic about identity. I'm Jesse Cox. Stay tuned. Victoria is 26, just back from another overseas jaunt. As she touches down, she's still processing her time abroad. She catches up with friends and family where questions about herself and her country are up for grabs.
Anyone on the flight, they all look the same.
What colour's your bag, babe?
It's the same as everyone else's. It looks like a normal suit.
Hello, everyone. Further boarding call, Qantas Flight 1515 to Canberra. Would you please make your way to gate 8 for boarding?
Picking up your bag at the end of the flight is like the least of your boredom. It's just the end of a trip, and then I haven't started real life again. Once you grab
it's a
that
nice,
bag,
like, yeah. Liminal zone, you're just like, I'm still in this place where, like, yeah. I'm not actually my real self, yeah?
Yeah. Uh-oh, oh, someone's straps come off.
I got it.
It's that
Should
person.
I save it for someone?
If I could go anywhere, I'd go straight to the souvenir stores. They're always the most interesting place of any airport.
When you saw Australians, did it feel like they were putting an act on and trying to not be Australian? Like,
100%.
I know you're from home.
I was working in the Australian Pavilion. Hello, I'm from Brisbane. Where are you from? Are you Italian? No, I'm from Sydney. Every single Australian that came through the doors felt it a mandatory requirement to identify themselves as an Australian. Like, I couldn't tell when they walked through the door.
Is that a nice, strangely deep thing, or is it just we're like so discerning that we feel a constant
need to cling on to each other?
Yeah.
Actually, there was a very like the German pavilion in the Giardini was actually one of the coolest ones. They had this it was a performance piece, and throughout the Biennale in Venice, the artists would employ people to sit on the top of the roof of the German pavilion, and their job was to create these boomerangs. They had to manufacture boomerangs to chuck at the Australian pavilion because they're right next to each other. And it was just the coolest. Like, the German guys were the best dudes. They're like, I can't do a German accent. We just stand on the building and do the boomerang, and then we chuck them at the Australian. And that was their whole job. Like, and it was a really nice cultural exchange, though. It was kind of this beautiful, like, we don't understand each other. We don't understand what we're doing, but, like,
except that we're like, our culture and like our indigenous history can almost be understood in a better way from a distance. Other countries look at us like,
are you
properly
serious? Yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, you have this whole breadth of history that goes beyond like,
oh, we had to have these breakfasts where we'd bring in foods of our nationality. And it was like, oh, all the like Danish people bought in Danish, all the whatever. The other nationalities, French toast. and like bacon and eggs from the British. And I was like, oh my God, where do I find a lamington in Venice? How can I find a lamington? Or what can I do? A toad in the hole? No, that's British.
I'm into Vegemite. Is that actually Australian?
No one would have eaten it.
Is that my bag?
I think what colour is it? That's yours.
It's a miracle because they all look the same. Thank you. Let's go.
Good. And what's it all about? How does it work? What's the story about it?
You don't know what the Biennale is.
Yeah, I do. I sort of know what it is, but I just does it come on every 2 years, or is it an ongoing thing? Or
it's been going since like the mid 1800s or something in Venice, but it's kind of out of the lineage of like the World Fair.
Okay. So how did Australia get involved in all this?
Well, there's pavilions for heaps of countries. Like
okay.
We were the only new building in the Giardini. The Giardini is like where all the old powers are. So it's like Germany, France, Russia, Japan, Spain. I think Israel's in there.
And what was it like? Was it
modern? Yeah. Mostly it was like, don't touch the artwork.
You're like security guards, glorified security guards. Did the people like it?
Hey, have you got any of that soda stream?
Yeah. You want some?
Yeah.
So when you're over there, did they pay you? Did you have to work for nothing? Was it voluntary or?
In Venice?
Yeah.
No, technically yes, but they gave you money like.
Did you have
you
a
didn't get a wage, but you got a you got cash.
Did you get anything for Tom and Mum over in Venice?
Just like little souvenir-y things.
So when do you think you'll go to China?
What's
all that about? Well, you got an offer of a job there?
Well, kind of.
Oh, okay. Bit up in the air still.
Yeah.
Right. Do you want to dry these dishes for me?
No, I just got back from Venice. I don't want to drive.
You're tired.
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to go out for dinner tonight?
Well, we've just had lunch. Do we have to have dinner too?
All right. So, when's the China job look like it might come up?
That'll be like I'd be leaving really soon, like within the month.
You're restless, are you?
Well, I just...
Like, so is it going to be a long-term thing, China?
Well, I don't know how long it is.
Open-ended?
I don't know. Yes.
Grass is always greener.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well...
Hold on.
You going to go and see your mother?
Yeah, I'll try.
When are you going to give Tommy's present?
I don't know. He wanted me to... Like, last time I spoke to him, he said I should come, but I don't know if I can be bothered to go all the way to Broken Hill.
Good train trip, 20 hours in the Indian Pacific. I've been there once.
What were you doing there?
I was doing a bit of work.
What work were you doing in the hospital?
A bit of work in the hospital, but it was raining, poured with rain. They hadn't had rain for 2 years and it poured with rain. There was a flood down the main street.
Really?
It was good. It's a fascinating place.
Why? I've never heard anything about it.
Well, it's sort of a mining town, and you talk to the people there and they wouldn't think of living anywhere else. And you think, wow, it's out in the middle of nowhere, and there's only about 20,000 people and they're completely isolated, but they really love the place.
Do they?
Yeah, and they wouldn't think of living anywhere else. It's good.
I don't know if I can be bothered to go all the way out to Broken Hill. I've got to, I'm like, got to get ready to go to China.
What's so good about China? I mean, can you get gluten-free dumplings?
I don't know, probably not. I know that I'm like not in Sydney ever for that long, but I just...
We always miss you when you go overseas.
Yeah.
But this place is all right. Lucky country. Poor old China's got big corruption problems.
Isn't Broken Hill kind of reliant on China?
Silver, lead and zinc?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. But I'm just still a bit worried about your long-term future. Where you...
Oh, like...
Where are you heading?
That even mean? Like, what?
In life, you've got to work out where you want to end up and plan a little bit for the future.
Yeah, I know.
Are you doing all that or just sort of drifting?
Well, what do you... I've just, like, done this amazing thing in Venice and now I'm just talking about going to China. Like, how's that not good?
Well, it's good, but it's just sort of a bit wishy-washy, you know. It's a bit... You know, you've got, you're sort of up in the air about your future and you're going to flit off for some half-baked job in China. And
what
you don't
do you
even
mean?
Know if you're going to be paid for it.
Like, maybe I can find a rich husband in China, whatever. I'm not just like sitting around. I'm like, what do you want me to say?
Sounds like you're sort of pouring out your soul, really. making yourself feel better. I'd just like to see you sort of give back a little bit. For everything we've given
that's
you.
That's like really unfair to say.
Well, you've got to, I'm just trying to speak
I'm
the truth.
I'm not like...
We worry about you. How are you going to be? And all you're really doing is putting off facing up to reality.
Yeah, I know.
Where are you off to now? You're going?
Yeah, I'm going. I'm going to meet my friends.
All right.
Yeah. I'm gonna go.
Okay, well, look, see you later then. Let me know when you're going to China.
Okay, I'll speak to you
soon. I'll take you to the airport. See you, Tours.
Get heaps of travel stuff, you know, like adapters.
You can get your adapters, batteries.
Get an adapter. Does anything here look like it's from Venice?
No.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe my dad would like a watch. I don't know.
What about inflatable kangaroo?
This is like my favorite part of Paddy's Markets, the Australiana section.
Boxing kangaroos.
Oh, how disgraceful are those kangaroo balls? I find that appalling when somebody has those on their
What about a kangaroo back scratch?
You know, there was this idea we had the other day that we should do a kind of kinetic power thing with kangaroo, like, power, because there's so many of them, and they're just breeding out of control and we have to cull them, but why not cage them? Put them on like treadmill kind of things.
Oh my god.
And make them jump on the thing, but they're caged, so we just generate the energy.
Do you need a fake bird in a cage?
No, they've got those real ones in China. I'm just gonna go. This is just like my warm up for China.
Your warm up for China. We should probably go look at some jade then.
It's just like this gallery thing. It's like a writing thing, doing interviews with the artists and you're like helping out with the exhibition. I think they publish your stuff at the end.
Hey, look, yin yang. There you go, darling.
Oh,
look,
yeah.
This is yin yang.
I could get a yin yang. Yin yang. I'm all about the yin yang. I think I'm, yeah.
How long are you going to go for this time? Like,
I don't know. There's this director that I met in Beijing last time I was there, and he's filming a documentary in Spain about this like psychedelic brim. And I said maybe after China I'd go like hook up with him in Spain. So I don't know. Like I just don't feel. Yeah, I don't want to be tied to anything.
Don't you miss having support?
I don't know. I just feel like it's a really interesting time in the world, and I'd want to like be actually in the action rather than down the bottom in a hole.
I live here, thank you very much, and I'm quite happy living here.
I know, but you've got like your husband and your house and stuff. Yeah. I like don't. That.
And I get okay. I appreciate that, but like
you don't
you
have
can
to
tackle
be so linear about like living life. Life doesn't have to be like one event after the other. There doesn't need to be some grand narrative that you adhere to. You could like, you don't have to be building constantly towards something.
You know, I've traveled. Like it's not like I haven't traveled, and I'm naive about it.
I know.
I just don't think sometimes that you. Really giving it a chance.
Yeah, I've given it a chance. I don't like it.
No, it's like a grass is greener thing.
I don't think so. Like this, where I'm like walking around here and the main signifiers of Australianness are like bottle openers with kangaroo balls on them.
This like, is like not the best place to be,
well, where am
I think,
go? Bondi,
finding cultural significance
Bondi
of
Beach.
Australia.
We can go to a marketplace in Shanghai.
I wonder if it'll look exactly like it does here. Yeah,
I am like 90 to 100% sure it will.
Look, I'm happy that you're making decisions about what's next, but you know I love you and I'll support you no matter what. You know.
I know. Ooh, hey. There we are. That's...
Look at those paintings of Venice.
Oh, that one's got lights.
Oh my God, all these...
I'm gonna get that for Dad.
How much is this one?
$39.
Okay, cool.
And then I'll give you some discount.
Is it on a battery?
Yeah.
And you can replace them easily?
No.
Okay, that's alright.
You want the bag?
I put it in the bag.
Yeah, a little bag would be good.
Thank you.
Thanks, you have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you.
I don't know. You know, it's like my proposal might not even, probably won't get accepted.
Down in the middle of nowhere, 20,000 people and they're completely isolated, but they've been up the place. I think it's about 1,000 kilometres away.
Well, I'm already on the way, so you don't really have a choice in it anyway.
Drive.
Call me anytime.
Talk to me for a bit, I'm so tired.
Yeah, right, yeah, you're still on the road.
Yeah, I'm still on the road.
I've just had a little bit of a snooze, so I'm a little bit sleepy myself, but I'll tell you some jokes or something.
No, I don't have to do that.
whereabouts are you now?
I'm near Cowra or something.
You don't know where you're going, right? Like,
oh, I don't know, I've got the GPS.
Yeah, right.
I won't push it too hard though, but just I can probably get a couple more hours in if you just talk to me for a bit.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm still stoked you're coming out. I'm a little bit puzzled actually, but I'm not.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's a bit of a surprise.
Yeah, I mean, why are you coming out here?
Well, I saw Dad the other day and he... You know how he has that way of saying things and you actually just listen? And it's really hard to argue with his logic.
Mm.
Yeah, he just kind of... I've just been dreaming, really. And I don't want to flit off straight away to go to China. I've just got back from Venice and I kind of idealize that kind of, I don't know, international lifestyle, but it's, I don't know, it's kind of a fantasy really, because I don't know, hold on, there's some, oh no, wait, am I meant to be, where's like the biggest turn off I'm gonna have to do, like
Is Cowra really on the way?
I don't know. It better be.
You might, because you go...
Don't tell me. Don't tell me I'm taking the long road.
So, I mean, Broken Hill, I mean, that's... China was going to happen, right? And
yeah, it hasn't.
What happened to that? You were really into that.
It's not completely off the cards. I mean, you know, these applications for jobs crop up all the time, and there'll be another thing I could do in, say, 6 months' time. But it's just like, I just need to take stock of what I'm doing and come see you, come see a bit of my own front doorstep. Like, I don't know, I don't need to go to out of the country to...
A lot of people come to Broken Hill to find themselves. You know, it's a very spiritual place.
Is that what you did? Have you found yourself?
It's difficult to leave.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Lake and Fright?
I have, yeah. It became trendy.
Nobody leaves the Yalla.
No, that's true.
You might meet a miner.
Oh, that'd be nice. You know? A miner, how old is he? 16. Anyway, you must be so tired. What time's work?
I start at 8.
Oh, mate, it's too late. I'll let you go. Sorry.
Okay. That's cool. No, look, just...
I'll be safe. Yeah, I'll turn on the radio. There'll be some like-minded individuals voicing their opinions, no doubt.
All right. Nice one. All right.
Okay.
See ya.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
I thought it was going to be hard.
In Another Country was produced by Tim Jenkins and Timothy Nicastri with James Vaughan. Dialogue was improvised by Victoria Maxwell, Jana Quill, David Maxwell, Jodie Whalen and Tom Allinson. Music contributions by Nigel Yang and Stephen Tilley.
Radio Tonic.
Behind the counter of an ageing bread shop in Western Sydney, a young man is serving coffee and customers. Tuan Huang chats with Timothy Nicastri for as long as his watchful mother permits.
Your boss won't be long, huh?
Hello.
How are you going? Oh. I want to talk to this one.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'll keep him working.
This is a great roll, mate.
Soft roll.
Vietnamese people were colonised by the French. So then, you know, it's kind of been like a long life, like trade, you know, baking and everything. So they thought it was a pretty good idea to bring it down here, you know, and it's doing pretty well, man, yeah. Sydney nowadays, like Australia in general, you know, it's a fruit salad, man, you know, everyone from everywhere, you know. As you can see, these signs up here have been here for years. Peter's Bakery, coffee and sandwiches, you know, traditional bread and rolls, French patisserie, cheese and bacons are always fresh.
So what's the old man's name?
Old man Van.
So it's not Peter?
Nah, definitely not Peter, nah. And we're in Rudy Hill. Good old Rudy Hill, yeah. Just simply, you know, Tuan Huang, man. Tuan Huang. I call myself the Vietnamese prodigy. How's that sound, huh? Does that sound solid?
Soy sauce for both of them?
They came here around 90... Jin Mi Mei, Miao Song Day. 92. Yeah, my mom, oh man, She's the devil himself, man. Very serious, very, very cultural based. 100% all out for your family. You go in one unit, you go hard all the time.
No, you do this, you know? This is your job.
Yeah, just have a little bit of a breather. I don't have a smoke all morning, man. I told myself, I was like, oh, you know, the day I got kids, I'm gonna hang up the gloves, you know? I'm gonna quit all the bull.
Tell me about the customer experience.
Me? Oh, one day I want to open up my own cafe, man. There's no bad choice, especially when we're talking sauce, man. Yeah, you got to give them what they want. Anything quality, premium, you know, I'm drawn into it. You know, it doesn't matter what it is.
I guarantee you. What do you think, you know, your average person, 2016, what do you think they see when they see the bakery?
Well, I got a feeling they come inside, you know, the first thoughts is very outdated. Doesn't look too appealing in terms of today's standards on, like, you know, if you go to the city, you go there, it looks pretty primo.
Yeah, you know,
I definitely know. Because these new sourdoughs and all these new things, a lot of Vietnamese bakeries, because they come from old gen, you know, old generations, they're not too willing for change. Pretty disappointing, you know, to be honest, yeah. When they came here, we were in a rough patch, you know. They started up their own little sewing business. They went in hard, you know. Eventually, they got to the point where they're like, all right, let's take a risk. Let's go open up a bread shop, you know, in La Kemba. Let's do it. Their ambition and their hard work, you know, it definitely paid off, especially with a good-looking son as well. So, you know, can't complain. Dad, oh man, I love the old man. Yeah, a lot more relaxed.
He said he's on holidays at the moment.
Yeah, he's on holidays. He didn't take me, see? And he told me, you know, the goal is to, when you lie on your deathbed and you look back in the mirror, you know, the goal is that you are your ultimate version of yourself. You know, I want to lose this bullshit where, like, this is a main one for me, where Asian men are seen as, you know, as inferior, as a joke, because it's not true. I mean, you're speaking to me, you know that's not true, man. And if you tell yourself that, that's game over, it's checkmate, man. You know, you're finished. I remember in high school, trying out for rugby league, all the Islanders, all the big boys, you know, they were telling me, you're not gonna make it. I was like, yeah, all right, so how long have we got till trials? I worked my ass off, man. When trials came, you know, I smashed it. I smashed everyone. They said, oh, this kid, you know, this Asian kid can't even catch a ball, is now beating us on the stretch. You know, and that's what I love. I love to prove people wrong, you know. I don't want to sit there like a sack of shit. Personality, right? That's something that I got, but, you know, the book smarts, I didn't get that. I got a mystery mark on my ATAR, man. You know, I think I got ADHD, but I'm not sure, man. Yeah, I need to go check that out, bro.
The one with extra pate is no chili.
My vision is to produce the most premium service that anyone can achieve. The bread, yeah, so-so. Don't get me wrong, you know, but at the same time, this is just my parents' vision, and I'm just painting it out for them, you know, so I'm just waiting for that opportunity, yeah. Hopefully. That's the goal, man, you know, be ambitious, bro. Try to see more than what it is, bro. Yeah, ask them for the names. Remember how many sugars they like. When they walk in, you know, I tell you, shit, you're not, man. When they walk in, we look at each other and we both nod. That's it, you know. There's nothing, you know, no talking, nothing. And it's just, I see them, give them the coffee. It's just a quick transaction. People love it, man. People love it. Because they feel special, you know. See your boss.
Have a
good one. Same to you, mate.
Tuan Huang, perfecting the customer experience with Timothy Nicastri. And that's our program today. Technical production by David LeMay. Our coordinating producer is Rosa Gollan. And we leave you today with a special offer available exclusively to our listeners.
Darling, you shouldn't have.
OMG, it's a radio tonic.
Well, you've said you've always wanted one.
It's a
radio tonic. They'll love you for it.
Offer ends Saturday. Batteries not included. Some colours not available. Serving suggestion only. Product may differ from display item. See online for details. No rain checks. Easy terms available. Conditions apply.
I'm Jesse Cox. Back next week with more storytelling with a twist.
I would say bon voyage.